not a movie guy. I wear my shoes inside. Well, it's been a while, so put your hands together and let's grow together. Yeah, let's grow forever.
Welcome to Hand in the Dirt, a gardening podcast about football and really a lifestyle podcast. And no server today, so we'll acknowledge that off the top. So yep. You don't expect him to be here.
Sorry, guys. No serps. Sorry.
Sorry. So, sorry. That voice you just heard is Stephen Hartzell.
Hey, Felder.
Hey, man. How was SEC Media Days?
Bro. First of all, I mean, I got home last night around 1 a.m., so... Uh-huh. As we record this show about 9 hours ago, it was a lot of work. It's one of my favorite things that I get to do because it pulls me out of summer, and you know what summer is. You're a dad. You're a husband.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's summer is the opposite of what you and I crave, which is routine.
Yes,
and
exactly
when summer is dragging. Which it does by the time you get to mid to late July. Media Days forces me to flip a switch, go into work mode, and get ready for football because I do have somebody who's there with me, but it's 16 teams, that's 16 head coaches, and three student athletes per team. So that's 48 student athletes, 16 coaches. That right there is 64 interviews.
Yes.
We're on the car wash. It's not optional. Like, oh, there's an offensive tackle for Kentucky. I don't want to talk to him. No, that's not how it works. He's coming into the room.
Right.
You have to be prepared to talk to him, just like you're prepared to talk to Carson Beck. Right?
Yes.
Commissioner Sankey is there. He's on the schedule. The SEC coordinator of officials, John McDade, he's on the schedule. There are sponsor interviews. Danny Werfel, Marty Smith, Sam Acho.
Todd Gurley.
TG3 in the house. It was a lot, man. So part of me is like super jacked and energized from what we did because we did a lot of really good work and I get great feedback from the SEC and from my peers and that's great. Shout out to Shahan J. Araja. Got to meet him, got to talk to him.
Oh, yeah. Because he does work that Texas beat.
Yeah, he was there. And impeccably dressed, by the way. Like, Shahan is a dapper dude. So it was great to, like, look, man, I am social and I'm not social. And I'm giving you a long answer to a short question. It was a lot of fun. It was great to see people. It was great to interact with people. But for me, it lets me know that football season is coming. And you're going to be doing it all this week in Charlotte. So you're in the same boat. Like, I'm going to talk to you this time next week, and you're going to be like, let's go. I'm ready.
Yeah. Dude, I need this weekend to be my weekend of just chill.
Talk to me about what that looks like.
No one talking to me at all, ever. Like, I don't even want the people that live in my house to talk to me.
Wow.
Because I'm going to go, I'm going to have to go and spend, like you said, 4 days of just talking to people. I want to make sure I've got everything planned out. We do things differently, you and I.
Quim and I.
Yeah. I listened to, oh my God, what did I listen to? I listened to something a song from The Love Below yesterday when I went for my run.
Which one? Roses?
No.
I know it wasn't Hey Ya. That's the worst Outkast song in the history of Outkast songs.
It's not the worst, but yeah. It's not. That's not fair. It's a good song.
Caroline? No, that is Roses.
That's Roses.
Yeah, I don't know which song it was. But look, Love Below.
What is it? Live in My Lap? What's that song? She Lives in My Lap. That's what I listen to.
It's a great album, dude. My wife and I bonded over that album. We did a lot of things to that album, but we both really liked that album.
You just made me lose my place on the voicemails. So, But yes, that's very, yeah, man. It's, I don't know. I'll be there for ACC Media Days. We've got three new schools in the league.
Sure do.
We've got,
You've got your itinerary, like it's mapped out for you. You know who's coming.
yeah, I got it now. I'm ready to rock and roll. Like, I'm not worried.
It's
And
not
I
about being
know.
worried, it's about being prepared. Like you and I are in the same boat. We don't it makes us anxious. I don't want to speak for you, but I'm going to speak for you. Under prepping is a major anxiety for both of us.
Yes.
So I'll over prep so that when Mike Norvell is in front of me, I feel good about the ability to carry an interview. In your
Yes,
case, like
absolutely.
you've got some face time with the Florida State head coach. You've got about 25 student athletes on your plate for the next couple of days. So,
Yeah, that's what I'm doing is because I don't have access to whatever you guys use. I have the Google Doc that we created, and I am just going to put the specific thing because I know we're not going to get a lot of time with everyone, but I want to make sure I have something specific to everyone. Does that make sense? Yeah, I want to have something specific to everyone, whether it's about coming back to the conference if you're DJ Uiagalelei, or if it's being in your, what is this, Cam Ward's, is this third league in third league in 4 years, basically. What does it feel like to get to campus and know that they expect you to be a leader and you have to go out there and you have to perform? And you've done it, and then you did it again, and now you have to do it again on what at least most people would call a bigger stage. So, just like little things like that are where I'm trying to get to that. Like Mike Norvell, I literally you've caught me right in the middle of prepping for like the North for because Florida State's day one, and so you caught me right in the middle of the Norvell stuff and. I don't want to ask, is Florida State back? I don't care about that. I want to ask about what it was like to coach a guy who truly was an embodiment of that program in Jordan Travis, but also what it's like transitioning to someone who has already played in this league. And like that, those feel like good questions to me. So you tell me if they're not. I don't
No,
mind getting embarrassed.
I think those are great questions. The hardest part with these interviews is trying to disarm someone who's nervous or and look, Mike Norvell's not nervous, but these players, like my biggest takeaway from Media Days is that most of these players going to Media Day is harder than football.
Yes.
And so
Yeah.
you have to find now look, Carson Beck, Jackson Dart, these guys are incredibly it's not just quarterbacks. We talked to Oh God, you're going to make me get out my list here. We talked Danny Stutsman, Oklahoma. Like
Yeah.
incredibly, like this guy's an All-American linebacker. That
Right.
he's also a very charming person. Okay, like these
Sure.
people have no problem. But you get a 19, 20-year-old kid who, doesn't do this often. Like you have to find a way to disarm them, make them feel a little comfortable.
Right.
And so sometimes the first two questions are the hardest. The meat of the interview is
Well,
the
the
meat of
first
the
cut
interview.
is the deepest.
I will say this too, man. Dallas had never been. SEC Media Days was in Dallas, Texas for the
The
first time
Metroplex.
ever. That place is wild. It
Dude,
was 102 degrees outside at like noon.
Yeah.
Heat index was pushing 110. It
Yes.
was crazy.
Do you get any runs in?
I ran on the treadmill 2 days out of four. And that
Okay.
for and I don't normally run when I'm doing hotel stays. But I slept terrible. I mean, the work part of
Not
this
good sleep.
has been discussed. I sleep terribly in hotels. I
Really?
think it's the pillows. I think that has a big part of it. I just it's not that
You
I
know what you got to
need
do?
what.
You got to go feather free.
I like a firm pillow, Felder, and
That's why I said you got to go feather free.
okay, well, maybe that's it. I just if I'm driving, I bring my own pillow. I don't bring my own pillow on a flight. That's just kind of crazy. I just didn't sleep great. I'm talking like a bunch of like 3 and 4 hour bursts of sleep. That was it for 4 nights.
Yeah, I mean, I get that.
So the personal side of this is different than the work part. We did great work. Didn't eat a lot. Didn't take care of my body tremendously with like exercise. But look, back home, I've got the weekend with the wife and kids, and looking forward to. I'm going to mow the grass today for the first time in a month.
Wow.
Because my grass hasn't been growing because it's dead.
Yeah.
Now it's starting to kind of, it looks a little scraggly out there. So
I am today, we're recording this on Friday.
Yeah, we are.
Friday. And I'm going to a fish fry at my dad's house.
Yeah.
My aunt's going to be in town with her two kids, and my dad's going to fry some fish.
How many people are we talking?
I mean, that's it. My dad, his wife, my math, our kid, my brother and his two kids and his wife.
That's how hard are you going to go on this fish fry? Like, how much food are you going to take down?
Probably not much.
Really?
I don't like eating around people, man. You know that.
Yeah, but it's a Friday afternoon. Get you a couple BLs.
My dad said he has BLs and wild turkey, and I was like, yeah, but I got to get these people home. So I'm not going to, like, it's not going to, I can't
Kristen
cut loose.
Can drive us home. Like, she can drive us. She can drive you home, man.
Yeah.
Listen, maybe you need a belly full of fish and some fixins. Maybe that'll set this weekend off right.
It might. We'll see. I just am so, like,
I want that
anxious.
Food,
I have my listen, she'll never hear this, so I don't give a shit. My mother-in-law was here for a week, and it was fucking.
Felder, I talked to you on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it was the last day. She was leaving the next day.
Yes. She left Wednesday.
You were okay, then I talked to you Tuesday. She was you were in a place, man. You were in a place.
Yeah.
The power was out in your house.
Yep.
We had to talk a little podcast business, and you were just, you were in a place, man, mentally, a headspace. Not a great one either.
Yeah, it wasn't good. And it's just, you know, when you add another mouth to feed to the table, and that mouth is like incredibly particular, and not even particular, just like, I mean, I would venture that Jonathan and Julian have a more explorative palate than her.
No chance.
I'm telling you.
My kids eat five foods.
Okay. They don't eat any Korean food.
They eat seaweed.
Okay, so again, that's a step for them. That's a step up for them. Absolutely would not even get on the plate.
Okay.
So, no, I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong. And so it was a lot. Now I'm going to go see my family today for a little bit. But Saturday, here's what I'm looking forward to Saturday. I'm going to cut loose. And I'm going to say I'm not going to the pool. I'm going to be at home. And I'm going to go for a run in the morning. I'm going to get up. I'm going to go to the gas station. I'm going to go to the grocery store. I'm going to go for a run in the morning. And then I'm home. And all I'm doing is I'm going to drink some ice cold BLs and work on this ACC doc. That's it. That's all I'm doing.
That sounds like a solid weekend.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing on Saturday. I'll figure if I have to go to the pool Sunday, I go to the pool Sunday. I don't care. But 100% I'm going to knock this out. On between Saturday and Sunday. I just am so, by the way, we have a lot of voicemails. Good.
Really?
I'm trying to go through them, and I'm just trying to keep myself on track to make sure that the system works.
Like double-digit voicemails?
It looks like that, yeah.
Wow.
So I'll get these to you in a little bit because I have to label them still, but I'm almost done down. I'm still not done downloading.
Well, listen, man, I cannot do a two and a half hour show today like we did last
Neither
week.
Neither can I. I have to go for a run, and I have to
love it. Love being on the same page with you, buddy.
Yeah, I have to go for a run, and I have to get ready for my dad's house and make sure that like my kid and wife are ready. I already here's the thing. What time we're recording right now? What time is it?
10:51.
This morning, I got up, Made sure my kid had her breakfast. She likes a buttered croissant. That's the kick she's on now. Buttered croissant. Get a text from my neighbor whose packages and mail I've been picking up. I'll be there in like 30 minutes. I was like, okay, no problem. I did go to, just so for, because I know there's a couple people that have that called in. I have been able to go to the bathroom. I was not able to go to the bathroom when my mother-in-law was here. Could not. She left. Things have been fully relieved. We are good to go. This is a stress thing. I don't have a problem. I just have a stress thing. And the stress was all of that pressure. So we got that done. You want to know what your boy was when he got on the scale this morning?
199.
2015.
Slim.
You're very close.
Slim over here.
Yeah. When my dad has seen me, my aunt has not seen me. I missed my aunt's 60th birthday because I was in New York for the draft. But when she sees me, she's going to be like, what happened? Like, I'm fully convinced. It's that, like, I'm convinced people think I'm on drugs or something. And I'm like, I'm not on drugs. I promise you, I'm not on drugs. I'm just, I don't know. Like, it's just going away. And I'm not sick. Like, I'm good. I'm tired. Are you tired all the time?
No. It depends.
You're not tired.
It depends. If I'm not exercising and I'm not eating well for an extended period of time, and when I say extended period of time, like 36 hours.
Yes.
If I go 2 days in a row without exercising, I'm pretty miserable and pretty tired.
Yeah. So, well, here's the thing. I also haven't been able to eat. Because, you know, I don't like to eat around people. Also, the way some people eat does make me feel like I don't want to, I'm not doing this anymore. Like, watching some people eat just turns me off from eating.
Yeah, some people just eat nasty.
Yeah, it's like they're like hoovering food.
Or they're like open mouth, like.
Yeah. And so I had to deal with that for a week. So I mostly just didn't eat. I was like, you know what? I'm going to start the dishes.
Hang on. Did I hit record? Okay. I thought for a second I forgot to hit record. We're almost 20 minutes into the show. We're good, buddy. Good. I hit record. Life is good. No server today, man. It's just you and I coming up.
I know. Oh, okay. So here's how many voicemails I think we have. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Mm. So this is our voicemail show.
Hang on. That's a record in 1 week?
I think so, dude.
All right, well,
hit starting on July 12th, and what day is today?
Today's the 19th. Can you hit send on that so we can start burning?
I got to label them first.
Ship it, dog.
I got to label them. Speaking of, shout out to our guy, JJ Dick, on Twitter, Instagram. He was like, yo, I can help you out with these koozies. So I'm waiting on the samples to get here, but he sent me a couple of their samples, or he sent me a couple of links to what they do. I think we're in business for Raleigh. I think we're in business, dude. So hand in the dirt koozies. I think those are going to be coming to you.
Let's grow.
I'm pretty excited, man. Like,
I'm
to be able to carry,
too, man. I'm excited
because I carry around a koozie from my from our swim club. That's my go-to now. It like back pocket koozie, and I sent him a picture of it. And he was like, "Oh, we have something just like this. Let me show you." And I was like, "That's very okay. Yes, I love this. This is what I like. This is what I want to use. This is what I think other people should be using." And before anyone gets started, no, I'm not. I'm not going to do koozies for White Claws. These are koozies for canned beers. Anything from Tecate to Modelo to Bud Light to Miller Lite, but also for bottles. It doesn't have a slim function. Slim function might be round two, right? Like, slim function might be Frost Buddy. I don't know. Do you have a Frost Buddy, Hartzell?
I don't know what that is, man. Is that a hard koozie? One of those, like,
it's like
metal ones? Yeah,
yes.
I have one of those. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can unscrew it, and you can take part of it out and put something else in and switch it around and all that stuff. It's got, like, super functionality. I got that. The only reason I bring that up is because Miller sent it to me in my Duke's Mayo swag bag. All right, you know what? I'm not even going to label these. I'm just going to send them to you.
Yeah, we can just play them. It'll
yeah,
be
I
like,
got them. I'm just going to send them to you. I'm sending them to you right now. There
like
we
a
go.
Mystery. Like a
it is
going to
be a mystery.
Potpourri, if you will.
Oh, man, Jeopardy. Good grief. That was another thing with our house guests, watching Jeopardy. Watched Jeopardy every day for a week, and she got one answer. And she was like, I got one. And I was like, what are you, like, you're an adult. Because we play Jeopardy every night, dude. So, but I don't want my dad to get mad at me for this. So it was nice for them to get to see each other and for her to spend time with my kid, her granddaughter. That was nice. And yeah, that's it.
She lives in my lap.
She definitely does not. But yeah, now I'm going to go see my aunt, which is going to be great. I haven't seen her in a while. And it's nice to, I'll tell you one thing, dude. It is nice. And you have this, I guess I have it too. But like seeing each other when it's not just like a funeral, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the last time I saw my aunt, I think was at my grandpa's funeral. It might've been like a Thanksgiving or something, but the last time I really remember seeing her was like at my grandpa's funeral. And it's just nice to get together. That's not like a negative, like in funerals aren't negative, but like seeing someone when it's not like an obligation. Also, I saw I spent 3 hours with my mom yesterday.
Nice.
She was like, she came over and I was like, she was like, can I come see you tomorrow? And I was like, sure. And I put down work and my mom came and my mom and I sat and watched the news together, honestly. We sat and watched the news, drank some water together, hung out, and she brought me, I'm going to take a picture of it and send it to you. She brought me this picture. Now this is like soup. I don't know. It probably won't mean anything to you, but she bought me this picture. She bought one for me and one for my brother. And it's like a 3 liter pitcher, not quite, you know, a gallon, but it's a 3 liter pitcher and it's stainless steel. And it is, let me see, Hartzell. It's what we used to drink Kool-Aid out of when we were in Delaware. So we used to do summers in Delaware, summers in Fayetteville. But she found these online. And it's a pitcher. I'm using it for water currently. At some point, I'm sure I will use it for margaritas. Also, those are my shoes in the background. Some of them, not most of them. Most of them are in the closet. But yeah, she bought, like, my mom is very thoughtful. She bought me those mini loaf dishes, which I used to make Savannah's banana bread. And she bought me, which she didn't even know that I needed those. She didn't even know I was looking for them online. She just was like, I think this is something he would like. And she got it for me. And then she got me this pitcher. And this pitcher is, dude, have you ever had a metal pitcher?
Of my own, no.
Did your family have one when you were growing up?
We were more of a glass pitcher type of type
glass
of squad.
Pitcher. Yeah. We were a plastic pitcher family.
Okay.
But this metal one, it's, boy, You put it in the fridge, everything is cold immediately.
Dude, I am overwhelmed by the amount of voicemails that you have just sent. God. I mean, that's... What happened? Like, what? Why did we get all these voicemails?
I don't know.
Should we be concerned?
We'll find out.
I mean, all right.
All right, you want to start? I got to plug my phone in. It's about to die.
Yeah, I got 18 voicemails, man. So I'm just going to go with that. There's no labeling on here, so I'm just going to click the first one.
All right, go ahead.
What up, fellas? This is Nick in Easton, Pennsylvania. You may hear the birds chirping in the background. I'm out here with some potted roses, just chilling. I felt very seen by the conversation recently about the one person in the house who's mostly okay with the way things are in terms of people coming over, and then the other person who insists that your house must look like no one's ever stepped in it. That
yes.
is my wife, and we go back and forth on this all the time. And my rule has always been that, you know, if the house looks presentable enough that, you know, really your real friends are never going to say anything. They're just happy where they are. So
right.
I love that story about someone just dropping by and just feeling comfortable. That's what I strive for, but my wife is not quite the same, but it is very refreshing to hear folks who are in the same place as me.
Thank you.
No actual plant growing, although I had to do some digital growing and update the Wi-Fi infrastructure in the house. Painful as hell, but we are indeed accomplished. But I am out in the garden right now enjoying where we are. So let's grow, gentlemen.
Let's grow. Yeah, dude, I'm right there with you, Nick. Like, I truly, like, as long as it's, like, as long as it's presentable, I think we're okay. Like, I don't think anybody walks away from our house, like, if they just did a drop-in, I don't think anybody walks away from our house and they're like, eee, they're gross people, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, I didn't do a ton of cleaning when you came over. My house was presentable.
Right.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
But, you know, that, my opinion, matters not. Because I don't live with you.
Yeah. But you also are someone who wants everything off the countertops.
Yeah, I want a clutter-free house at all times.
Yeah, so you're a lot closer to my wife than I am.
Uh-huh.
In that regard.
Yeah, I'll take you behind the scenes. My mother-in-law, who lives uh-huh. with us, she has been in Kansas City for over a week uh-huh. with her other daughter and her other grandson. And I have been gone for, as I mentioned earlier, 4 nights, 5 days. I came back late last night. So it was just Jen and the boys. Uh-huh. So, I got work to do, Felder. I got some stuff, man.
Dude.
We got to tidy up these countertops, bro.
Dude. I will say this. I've got a little Hartzell in me too. Like, we do you like board games?
No.
Yeah, neither do I.
Like, when my kid's like, hey, can we play Battleship? I'm like, look, man, I don't have 3 hours.
What about Yahtzee?
Second of all, you cheat.
I don't mind the cheating. Cheating's the only thing that makes it fun to me.
Cheating makes the game longer. You know what I like? I like Uno.
I only if I can cheat.
Well, you can cheat. Your kids have no idea. Like, I've cheated with them before, but you know how I cheat? I lay down, like, I'll slip, like, a card or two underneath the card,
yeah.
Yeah, because I've, you know. But I also intentionally don't beat my kids, because, like, if I hit him with draw fours, like, my youngest son, he'll, like, flip the table. He's done it before. He'll just.
Well, you flip the table, game's over.
He's a sore loser.
We're done. Game's over. Guess what? You know what we're doing? Chores.
But I also like that they have picked up on, like, the trash talk component of board games, which I love.
Uh-huh. So,
like, hey, bro, why don't you draw four? Or, like, hey, man, it looks like you got half the deck in your hand. You know, just little things. Just, you know, uh-huh. I appreciate that. They're learning.
So, my house guest likes to play Yahtzee, a game I truly hate. And she basically had the Yahtzee game set up for a week on my coffee table. the coffee table that I do sit on when I try to watch the news in the morning.
Okay.
And I just had to let it be there. And I'm just like, what? This game sucks. It sucks that you, like, it sucks that I come down here and you're here. Like, it sucks. Like, I can't go to the bathroom. This sucks. It sucks. And I just don't. Someone call in 336-447 or 448-3607. Do people, like, fuck with Yahtzee hard? Because I hate it. My wife's never going to listen to this. So I just think it's a dumb game, honestly. My mom also isn't going to listen to it because she engaged with the game of Yahtzee as well. And I was like, what are we doing? Yahtzee. Yahtzee, you know what Yahtzee was for me when I was a kid? Yahtzee was punishment for when it was too rainy to go play outside or you didn't have sports. Like, I hate it. And maybe it's because I'm dumb. I don't know. But I don't get the appeal of Yahtzee. Like, at least if you're playing cards, like, you've got some opportunities. Yahtzee is literally rolling dice. Like, you can't try for twos in Yahtzee unless you're cheating.
It's a game devoid of skill. Is that what you're saying? It's just all yes. chance.
The whole thing is chance. I don't get it.
Like Candyland. That's another one.
Yeah, but
like
Candyland, you know what you can do in Candyland?
Stack the deck.
Stack the deck. Get the game over very fast.
Yeah.
See? We're on the same page.
Yeah.
That's that dad life. You're like, yo, I'm not. Listen, I can tell you two things that aren't going to happen. I'm not going to stay because they want to play Candyland on the ground constantly. I don't want to be down on. Is there ever a time in your life where you want to be down on the ground?
Down on the ground. Like literally down on the ground?
Like literally your kid takes out the Candyland board and puts it on the living room rug and they're down on the ground. And they're like, play Candyland with me. And then you have to get down on the ground.
Okay.
Is there a time in your life that you want to be doing that? Not playing with your kids. That's not what I'm talking about. If they open up Candyland and they put it at the coffee table or they put it on the dining room table, two better places than being down on the ground.
Listen, I don't want to say that I have back issues, but my lower back bothers me.
Yeah, me too.
So unless I'm laying flat on my stomach, that's really the only way I can function in that setting that you're describing. Where
right.
the board game is literally like on the carpet.
Down on the ground. It's like, yo, what are we, why? You see this, do you know how much money I spent for this table? Let's put it there. You see these chairs? They're nice. Let's sit in them. God, I don't want to be down on the ground ever. Because the problem is you have to get up from the ground. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I think this might be the same Nicholas. Sent me a tweet that said, because I tweeted, it's Friday, you do have a job, and your kids are still on summer break. And someone named Nicholas P. said, I'm almost there. The older one is home, and the little one is in daycare. This all changes summer of 2026, when she goes to kindergarten. Currently, the older one's main job is to take care of our dog while at work. Yeah, dude. It's Friday. You have a job. Your kids are at home right now?
No, my kids are not home.
Camp?
Camp, and my youngest is still in preschool, so he has a place to be today.
Good. God, jealous. My wife and my kid are at the pool.
It's not that hot. We had a little cold front move in last night, bro.
Let me see.
Yeah. I got 79 on the old Apple Watch, man.
Yeah, I got 76.
I mean, that's ideal.
I might run long sleeves today.
All right, well, let's burn through these voicemails. You can go run.
All right, keep going.
Nick and Easton again. I just realized the conversation you're all having is also about pizza. Shout out to the Uni Pizza Oven. I don't know anyone else that has decided to make that investment. It is well worth it. By far, we make the best pizza at the house than at any pizza place around here. Super happy with it. I never make my own dough. I'm not surprised at all if Felter does. I am good with just getting the pre-made dough from the local pizza shops around here. But the pizza sauce, when I have tomatoes coming, which will be probably in about another month, I try to make my own sauce. And just we do it up here. So, you know, trying to make our own T-shirts and have a good time with the kids as they just mess up the kitchen as we bang out these pizzas. I've actually had people come over if I had to host the thing for my wife's party, and I was just banging out pizzas like a pro. So highly nice. Recommended. But the best pizza is often in your house. Let's grow.
I dig that. I'm with him. I love homemade pizza, can't beat it. Obviously, I think Dan Rubenstein has a Uni.
I've heard mixed reviews on the Uni.
So really.
Yeah.
I want to hear them. What's the plus? What's the minus?
I mean that they are small, and I mean I know they make a larger model, right? But I don't know. I mean, I think there are some pizza makers that scoff at the notion of like a propane-fueled pizza oven. Now, I say all of this. Let me back up. Uni owners, I do not make my own pizza. I am not a pizza snob. But just like people with grilling are very like, huh, you cook with propane? Don't you want to taste your food? It's the same type of mindset with the homemade pizza revolution.
Yeah, it is. It's been interesting because it's kind of fallen by the wayside, with the exception basically of Rubenstein and our caller just now. But like, it was a thing people were doing for a while, and now they're just like, I don't want to do any work. Like it ebbs and flows, and I think that's the biggest thing for me is that's how I, and it's not judging people. It's more just me being like, everyone has their threshold. I just haven't met mine yet. Whether it's running or cooking, I still make dinner every single night. And that's going on, you know, 10 years, you know, 12 years of me. I make dinner from scratch every single night. Other people are like, I tried it during the pandemic. I hate it. I do want to go back to just ordering stuff. So it's just everybody has their own threshold, and that's fine. I think that's the best part of it is if you want to do it, you do it. The same thing. It's, you know what? I think Uni and Blackstone belong in the same category. Do you?
That's a good question. I feel like Blackstone is changing the way that people cook.
How?
Because you have this pretty significant sized griddle. That
yeah, they have that at McDonald's.
Okay, well, are people cooking dinner at McDonald's? No.
They're cooking dinner for somebody at McDonald's.
Yeah, that's how a else fast do they stay in food business? Restaurant. Yeah, restaurants have all kinds of things that change the way people prepare food, but people at home don't have those things. So Blackstone has found a way to package that, and it's popular, and I don't know, man. I feel like you can do more with a Blackstone than you can an Uni. That's kind of a more narrow street.
I don't...
Michael Felder, Blackstone hater.
I'm not. Absolutely not. I actually want one. And I'm pretty sure I got scammed on Instagram when I tried to buy one.
Oh,
so.
No. I'm sorry. Serber has one. And he put it together, and he's using it. And I feel like he's living his best life right now. So maybe we should shelve the Blackstone discussion for when our boy gets back.
Well, I'm not a hater. I'm like, I will say this. I still like using my wok.
Yeah, woks are great.
I've got a big wok, and I love that thing. It's great for fried rice, obviously great for vegetables. Also very good for frying chicken.
Omelets. Look, when my mom went to college, she only had one pan that she took with her to to her apartment, and it was a walk.
Yeah, I love a walk. Like, I love my walk. It is so good. Always hand clean, just for the record. Do not put it in the dishwasher. Same thing with your cast iron stuff. Just a word of note. All right, let's play another one.
And another one.
Hey, Hinty Pod, this is Spencer on the Troy. You, by all means, do not have to play this on the show.
Too late.
This is a personal favor, or maybe it's a technical favor to ask. Something has changed in the last couple of weeks. You guys' sound mix is way down. I have headphones in, and I can't. I'm going to be honest with you. I can hardly hear it. They're as loud as they go. Can we maybe bump up the sound a little bit? I know I'm a little bit of hard of hearing, but I'm not that hard. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Wow. I'm going to talk to our esteemed audio producer and engineer and get back to you on that, Spencer.
I listened to the last few shows, and they sounded fine. Hang on. Let's see.
No, it's you don't have to test it.
I'm testing it right now.
No, please don't.
I'm going to. Last few shows, so 224.
We're driven by the search for better.
It's but when not.
No. That's just something the weak are thinking or saying out loud. Felder, we'll be fine,
225.
Buddy.
We're driven. Companies are asking like $300 for a cooler. It's absurd.
You can hear that?
A big cooler.
Yeah.
226.
We're driven.
And I was like, I don't think I do.
Those levels are all consistent, but those levels might be consistently low. This isn't.
Okay.
This is no way to solve or really investigate what's being.
Free show.
Pre-owned airboats.com, which is the shutdown fullcast.
This is the middle volume on my phone. So maybe it is low.
We'll talk to Serbs. Actually, Spencer, you know what? Server's on vacation this week, so your boy here, me, I have to edit and upload our next show. So let me know if you notice a difference.
There we go. Let us know.
Server does great work.
That was 208?
For the record. Yes.
All right. All right, let's keep going. Let's work through them.
Yo,
dude.
This is Josh in Iowa, and I had to call in on the ginger ale talk.
Yes.
But mainly more the soda talk in general, because I could not believe my ears that three residents of North Carolina did not once even mention Cheerwine in that whole discussion. Not that I'm the biggest like champion of Cheerwine. It's really good. But I just remember moving to North Carolina during high school, and it was everyone's favorite soda. Like, people were bananas for that stuff. So I was just surprised that it didn't get mentioned. I don't know if it's in my top five. I'd probably go like Dr. Pepper, Coke, ginger ale, specifically Canada Dry, then maybe Pepsi and Sprite maybe, I'd put Cheerwine over Sprite. So it's in that top five, I guess, but yeah, it's just really, was surprised about that, but yeah, that's was enjoying the conversation and I love you guys. Let's go.
Caller is right. Cheerwine is a very good soda. He's also
Don't like Cheerwine.
Well, you're in the minority.
That's fine.
Cheerwine is not a top five soda. Top 10, sure.
I'd rather have a Sun Drop.
Okay, that's fine. That's your top five. That's your top 10.
Oh, I just got a great text from my mom.
What's it say? You feel
my mom came over yesterday, like I said, and I sent her home with some meatballs. Some of the leftover meatballs that I made in the sauce. She ate them for dinner last night. Like, she was like, I can just make a meatball sub for dinner. And she said, those were great tasting meatballs. A lot of flavor. Like, when your mom hits you with that, your mom, who you think is like the best cook ever, when she hits you with that, bro, come on. Come on, dog.
Yeah, it hits different. Sure.
It hits different. But back to, I would rather have Sun Drop than Cheerwine. Listen, I don't care if I'm starting a fight with anybody. I would rather have Sun Drop than Cheerwine. That's me.
Yeah, I can't side with that. So.
Really?
Yes, really. Yes, Michael.
Okay, Steven.
Cheer wine greater than Sundrop.
I would, yeah, I'd take Sundrop.
You want me to text Server right now?
Yeah, text him.
You think Sundrop greater than cheer wine?
Yes, I think Sundrop is better than cheer wine.
Stand by.
I'll yeah, just, no problem.
We can keep it rolling, but I will absolutely
play a voicemail and we'll figure it out. But yes, I think Sundrop is better than Cheerwine. But you did notice that he said ginger ale is a top three soda.
Yeah, I mean I'll take the L on that.
Okay.
I don't agree, as I've said before. I think it tastes gross, but you know.
You think ginger ale tastes gross?
Yeah, it doesn't taste good.
People it's drink delicious.
Ginger ale. People drink ginger ale because they have an upset tummy. They need some bubbles, or they're drinking a transfusion, or they're drinking a bourbon, and they want a little. It's not that good. It's not that good.
He said Pepsi, though. I will say this. If you want to mention North Carolina, and because Pepsi's from New Bern, North Carolina. But I'll take Coke over Pepsi every single day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Okay. Well, while you
let's play a voicemail.
This is Cameron, originally from Seattle. Now I live in Texas. I used to absolutely love the 4th of July, growing up in the Pacific Northwest. And then been living down in Houston for 15 years. Now 4th of July, I prefer like Labor Day or Memorial Day because it's too damn hot in July. I think this is a regional difference here because you guys live in the South too. You get up into the Midwest or in the Northwest, the Northeast. Boy, the 4th of July just hits different. All right, boys, let's grow.
Well, there you go. That's another point. It's too damn hot.
I like the heat.
Nah, not me, dog.
And guess what, folks? If you don't like warm weather, I got bad news.
It's everywhere.
It's here to stay. Okay? It's not going to get... There's no ice age coming.
Not at all.
Not for a while. So embrace the heat or learn to live with it.
There's a huge difference between learning to live with it, which I do, and embracing it.
Absolutely. I embrace it. We, the Hartzell family... embrace it.
Nah. We learn to live with it here. Like, we got... I can deal with it. I understand it, how to, like, navigate. I don't have to like it. That's all I'm saying. I don't have to like it. I don't have to. All right. Let's do another one. Did Sober text
back? Hey, Hissy Pod, Charlie in Dallas. You're keeping me company here at 2:15 in the morning while I'm finishing up some lab work. Just listening to last week's episode, and I got to agree with Felder and Sober on the question of ginger ale. It's an outstanding soda, man. It's one of the only sodas that I ever actually have, like, a craving for. I don't really
Look
drink soda anymore at this point in my life. But every now and then, I need just a little, the little way that ginger ale tickles your tongue. I need a little bit of that. Anyway, love the pod. Hope y'all are having a great week. Appreciate y'all keeping me company tonight. Bye now.
Look, that's, thank you for the call. That's fine. Look, it's like ice cream. There are people out there who go to an ice cream parlor and they want pistachio ice cream. Or rum raisin, or some other just off the wall flavor.
But what do you think about butter pecan ice cream?
It's not in my top 20.
It's my mom's number one ice cream.
That's fine, and you know what? We love and support Mama Felder. Okay, I just agree to disagree. And the ginger ale stuff—it's got longevity, it's got range, it's got. Like, it's populous. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Every bar, every restaurant in America has ginger ale.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a huge advantage.
That's not, like, a very classic sticking point of, like, oh, no. People want this.
No, because you asked, the way it was framed is, you know, personal top 3, top 5, top 10 sodas. And while ginger ale serves a purpose, it's not, unlike that caller, something that I crave.
Sure,
when I want a little soda, give me a shot of the doctor, okay? Give me a little, let me hit that Mountain Dew. Mm-hmm. Let's run up to the Circle K, get a little Code Red. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm craving.
Sometimes
I crave a root beer or a cream soda.
I'm just saying. This is, I think, the all around like access to ginger ale constantly does prove that people want it.
Okay.
Which to me does prove it is a top three soda.
Okay.
It's literally like I'm going to ACC Media Days. You think I'm going to be able to get a ginger ale?
No.
Okay. Well, you know what, folks? We will report back.
Hang on. Let me clarify. At the hotel or at Media Day? Like, no, Media Days at ACC, ACC Media Days in Charlotte is not putting out ginger ale for media members. No chance.
Absolutely.
It's a Dr. Pepper. Okay. I bet you $100.
Okay.
Let me clarify. I bet you $100, Felder, that ginger ale is not available for media members at ACC Media Days.
At night, at the hospitality room. You're going to tell me they're going to have drinks and no ginger ale.
Hang on a sec. Back up, big dog. I didn't say anything about nighttime activities. I'm talking about working hours. I'm talking about Media Day. I'm not talking about what's available at the bar. That's different.
I'm not talking about the bar. I'm talking about the hospitality room.
Well, I don't know what this hospitality room is that you speak of.
They have beers, they have sandwiches, they have chips. We remember when we went to SEC Media Days, to the national championship game?
That was like a next level hospitality room.
They had ginger ale.
Yeah, because they had a bar.
I'm just saying, it's going to be there.
If you're looking for something to drink at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, in between interviewing Brent Pry and, you know, the dude for SMU, there's not going to be ginger ale for you to consume.
All right, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah,
we're gonna find out.
Yeah, we will see.
I'm gonna go. Trip, can you go grab me a ginger ale? And Tripp's going to go and give me a ginger ale.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned it. I need to send a group text to everybody and let them know that flip-flops are not going to be worn at Media Days. I'm playing a voicemail.
Hey, Hitty Pod, Charlie in Dallas. You're keeping me company.
I played that one. Okay, very good.
Hey, y'all. It's Meredith in Durham. Just finished listening to the episode with Hartzell's truly confounding take that ginger ale is not a good soda. I mean, that has got to be one of the worst takes that I've ever heard on a podcast. My guy, what is the matter? Ginger ale is awesome. Also want to throw in a word for the peach knee high, which is incredible. And also, I don't think y'all mentioned it, but Cheerwine, you got to give a shout out to Cheerwine if you're from North Carolina. I think an icy cold Cheerwine or peach knee high in a glass bottle is just one of the best parts of the summer. When I was growing up, we would stop at a little roadside convenience store gas station northwest of Winston-Salem. I don't want to blow up their spot, but DMV, and I'll tell you where it is. And they have the like glass bottle sodas, which was a really fun treat, especially when we were little and you couldn't get your wine in many places, especially if you're not in North Carolina. And then they also have at this place some of the best pimento cheese and chicken salad that I've ever had in my life. And I wondered if y'all have special gas station food favorites, because I feel like that's something that we excel in the South, and maybe not many other places. So what are your thoughts? Let me know what you think. Let's grow.
Meredith, shout out to, it's not there anymore. It used to be a like a fruit stand. It was basically like a fruit stand, but they also sold like country ham. And it was on the way to Fayetteville. It was on 74. And they used to have knee-high in the glass bottle with the bottle opener on the cooler. And they would knock that out. And it was so good. Oh, my gosh, so good. And I used to pick a couple bottles up to take to my grandma. I've got more, Hartzell. You tell me what you want to do, because I've got a couple more.
More what?
Just spots. Like, when you drive from Charlotte to Fayetteville constantly, like, in Wadesboro, North Carolina, there is this gas station. They sell their potato wedges by the pound.
Dang.
They are so good. And they also sell chicken gizzards and chicken livers. And then there's another spot, I think it's in Monroe.
We got gizzards and lizards.
Yeah, they sell gizzards, and they sell them by the pound too. And we used to stop, my dad and I, we used to stop there and like just get, hey man, let's get a pound of gizzards, let's get 2 pounds of potato wedges. We weren't even worried about getting, like, we would get a soda or something, like, you know, 20-ounce soda at the gas station, but we would use the cup holders to put the gizzards and the wedges in so that you didn't have to have them, like, on your lap when you're driving or on your lap when you're riding.
Nice.
And you would just, boom, boom, boom. The potato wedges were so good. Like, the Shell station in Wadesboro on Old Wire Road is undefeated. Never lost. Go ahead and hit it.
I don't have room. I'm loaded with voicemails.
Okay, that's fine. But yeah, it's undefeated. Like, that place, so good. And I know this doesn't count as like a mom and pop shop or a gas station food, but the Substation 2 in Rayford, North Carolina is the best Substation 2 I've ever been to. I only know of two locations of Substation 2. But that Substation 2 is the only one that rivals. What's my spot in Winston?
Hero House.
Hero House is the only one that rivals Hero House in terms of getting a good sub sandwich.
Wow.
Yeah, but we, gas, like, there's a couple gas stations off of, West Boulevard that sell chicken. I think a couple of them are Quick Times officially, but the reality is when you go in there, they're not actually QTs. They're like, they're like homemade food. Like, it's homemade food. And shout out to the chicken salad. I'm also a chicken salad getter constantly. I just actually finished a chicken salad. I have to make some more for next week. So yeah, dude, I'm right there with you, Meredith.
And yeah, give me Sprite over ginger ale all day, all day.
That's fine. I said Coke, Sprite, ginger ale.
Got ginger ale way further down on the list, but that's fine. That's, you know, wild, that's dude. What makes us all, you know,
human,
special people.
All right, give me another one.
Hit me, baby.
Jared here in the 425, and it's got to be Can't Be Touched by Roy Jones Jr. coming out on the podcast stage.
That's nice.
Okay, quick.
We got another one from him too.
To the point. Okay.
Oh, that's why I didn't have a transcript, guys.
Yes. How long is this?
I don't know.
Okay, it ended. All right.
I mean, I remember that song. Roy Jones Jr., you remember that when that came out?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
I'll put it on my list, man.
Roy Jones Jr., you remember he had like a very short rap career?
I remember it. Yeah, sure.
Oh, man.
Doesn't mean I got down with it, though.
Dude. Dude, that song was a beast. Because he had Can't Be Touched, and then he also had a song called Y'all Must Have Forgot, where he goes through all of the thing, all the people that he, like, knocked out or something. Can't Be Touched, though. That's a good song. That's actually that's a good, you know what? I'm writing that down as an option.
Yeah.
You know what I'm leaning towards still, though? Mini Men by 50 Cent.
All right. Well, we're going to put you, the guy who doesn't like music, in charge of our walk-up music. Because you're also, I mean, listen, you opened the show, as you have for the last 200-plus episodes. So you will, I mean, it's your song. Whatever's going to put you in the best headspace, that's what we ride with.
I'm going to be in a good headspace no matter what. I'm going to be in a good headspace no matter what, dude. I get to hang out with my friends?
Yeah, dog.
I get to hang out with my friends, make a little bit of scratch, push some koozies. I'm going to be in a good headspace.
You love to see it.
Not see my kid? That's a good, like, that. I feel, that sounds bad, but just a little break from your kid for just a second. And then it's always when they, do your kids hug you?
All the time.
My kid never hugs me.
We have a pretty affectionate group here, man.
Yeah, she never hugs me.
A lot of hugs. I think that's because me and my wife are, we're not like this in public, but we are, can't stop touching each other.
Yeah, I'm not a toucher.
That's my love language.
Yeah.
Touch.
My love language is like some sort of like
I know what yours is.
What?
Space.
Yes. Yes.
And that's not easy for people to, like, actually, like, face up and be like, what is it that makes me feel the most appreciated and heard, right?
Yeah.
Like, look, I mean, folks who listen to this that are in a relationship, you guys live together, you're married, you have kids, like, it's hard, okay? It's hard. Mm-hmm. But the thing that gives you the most joy and pleasure is just, when your partner knows what's going to make you feel appreciated, heard.
Yes.
And that's different for different people.
It's different for different people.
So
and it's different.
For me, it's like, look, I don't need this from my employer. I don't need this from my friends. But for my wife, I need a hug. Like, I need it.
And see, I'm on the other side of that where I know that my wife does need hugs.
Mm-hmm.
So I do those for her.
Mm-hmm.
I have to remind myself to do it. Sometimes I write it down.
Doesn't just happen.
I don't want anyone to touch me ever.
I came to your house to pick you up for the Mech Mile, and you gave me a hug. And I was like, Felder, I know you don't want to do this.
But I know you needed it.
I didn't.
You wanted it.
No, I didn't.
You did want it.
No, I didn't.
You wanted me to hug you.
I would have been fine with a handshake.
Yeah, you that's know, all good.
Like a little dap, like a little.
dap you up?
I'd have been fine with that.
But you wanted me to hug you.
You wanted to come in for the real thing.
And there it was.
Yeah.
Because you like that.
There.
And I understand how to make other people happy. And so I do it.
Oh, man.
Inside, my skin is crawling.
Ask your partner, like, if you don't know, just ask him. Just be like,
yeah.
What's your love language?
Like do you want to hold hands while we walk to dinner? What? Yeah, fuck no.
Yeah, I don't. That gross. That I don't like.
And it's not gross. If that's the thing you like, that's good.
It's just hard. It's like, it's not easy to walk together like that. I'd rather just put my arm around her.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Yeah. I go up top, she goes around the waist. Yeah, that's that's the good life.
Mm-mm. I'll walk 2 feet behind you.
Get real snug.
No, I'm going to walk behind you for a little bit, and we'll be fine. Unless I know where we're going and you don't know where we're going, then I'll go in front, and then you can go behind me. You kidding? What's your guys' airport etiquette like?
What do you mean?
Like, how do you guys walk together in the airport? No kids, just the two.
Oh, we side by side, man.
Side by side?
I mean, you're talking about one of the rarest events
I know
in our life, traveling without children together.
You guys went to Paris?
Yeah.
How was that in the airport? Were you side by side?
I mean, we were inseparable.
If she can keep up with me, she can be side by side.
You walk too fast?
I get on my horse.
Yeah.
I've been in so many airports in my life. Like, I've been to the airport way more than you, way more than her. I know what I'm doing. I have a thing I need to do. I'm not dialing down my airport intensity. I can't dial down my airport intensity. Once I get through security, your boy's gone. He's gone.
He gone.
I check a bag every single time. I know where I'm going. I know what I want to do when I get there. I want to double check to make sure my gate hasn't changed. Then I want to go back, double back to one of the restaurants that I saw. And then I already know what I'm going to get on the menu. And she's like, why? She literally has been like, you never walk this fast in life. I was like, yeah, but this is the airport. This isn't real life. It's different. You have to be a survivor, like Destiny's Child in here. Let's play a voicemail.
Jared here in the 425, and it's got to be, can't be cut.
God damn it.
So, all right, yeah. Hey, gang. Kevin from Houston, first time, long time. Calling about the last episode. I think elite has to be the top 10%. So if you're talking NFL quarterbacks, you know, that's three or four guys. If you're talking college chances, that's maybe 10, 15. I've never been to Boone, so can't comment on that. I've got a few things I want to get to. I'll try not to be one of the guys that called back twice. But talking about Chew last time, Copenhagen Mint, I ran track in the SEC a few years ago. And so they only sold that in Florida back then. So anytime we were racing out in Florida, I always pick up a log. Now I'm dating an orthodontist, so don't chew anymore. Also, have you guys heard of the 9x9x9? I had to do it with a guy who lost his fantasy football league. You go to a baseball game, 9 innings, you got to do 9 beers and 9 hot dogs. And so we said that a beer was 12 ounces, so 108 ounces of beer, 9 hot dogs. Pitch count makes it a little hard these days, a little quicker pace of play, but choked it all down. I wonder if you guys think you could do that. Also, for the koozies, at my wedding, we did koozies as favors at the bar. They take a long time, and they kept saying, oh, we're out of this color, we're out of this color. So, yeah, they take like, a long-ass time. Also, for Felder, being in Houston, we lost power during Hurricane Beryl. And so we couch surfed for a while, so wanted to say thanks to the people that let us crash on their couch, hosted a little dinner party. I've cooked, leg of lamb, tri-tip.
Nice.
Beef Wellington, things like that. I was wondering, what's your go-to for a dinner party, maybe 8 people? What are you cooking up? That's all I got. I love the show. Let's grow. Oh, also, I emailed for a sticker. Haven't gotten it yet. Would love to slap it on my pellet grill. But yeah, thanks, guys. Let's grow.
Felder.
I will get on the stickers. Look, guys, we just heard how busy I was. I will get on the stickers. I will definitely do that. Go-to for a dinner. What's your go-to for a dinner party?
We've talked about this. I don't really do dinner parties.
I love dinner parties. And so we do one for my wife's birthday every year. I really like, if we're being honest, I really like intricate, specific, themed dinners. And so it's not like a go-to thing. It's designing a menu where things are pretty complimentary. One of her birthday parties we did, I think I still should probably have the menu somewhere around here, but I did French onion soup.
Okay.
It was like a classic steakhouse dinner. And so we did French onion soup, but it was just in a mug. So we did French onion soup in a mug. So the cheese was broiled on top and the whole deal, but it wasn't a whole bowl of French onion soup. And so you could actually put the cheese down, push the cheese down and you could drink it. So we did French onion soup in that mug. We did there was a shot of something. I don't remember what it was now. It was some sort of like a cleanser or a, you know, one of those. What are they called when you, what, now my mind's dumb.
Palate cleanser?
Palate cleanser, yeah. And then we did salad. Nice. We just did salad in a bowl, but it was a classic steakhouse Caesar salad with homemade Caesar dressing that included, yes, anchovies. Then we did scalloped potato, which I love scalloped potato. Yeah. And keep, I'm plating all of this myself. I'm not trusting any, I'm not leaving this up to people. Scalloped potatoes. We did roasted asparagus with, and then we did like a huge, two huge tomahawk ribeyes.
Yeah.
And then another, an aperitif, and then dessert. My wife loves carrot cake. So I did carrot cake with cream cheese icing.
That sounds amazing, man. Just copy and paste that menu right there. Sounds awesome.
But I also, here's the other thing. We did, my cousins were here, and I did leg of lamb.
Man, I don't like lamb.
I love lamb, dude.
I don't.
So. Was it too, like, gamey?
Yeah.
I love it. People but we did like, leg of
man,
lamb.
Man, eat this lamb burger. Nah, I'm good.
But I got like a leg of lamb for real. Not like lamb chops. Leg of lamb. Reverse seared. Finished it on the grill. With a mint cream sauce on it, drizzled on it, over the mashed potatoes. Awesome. Like I love cooking. Like I don't post as much about it anymore, but I still cook every single day. I just don't have the time. Like when you have a kid, like you don't have time to post every day, like when you're just cooking by yourself. So yeah. No, I dig that. Honestly, I'm going to throw this out there too. A trust, like this is tried and true. Like you tie those wing, the drumsticks up and just roast a chicken, stuff it inside with herbs and make sure you baste it and put butter underneath the skin. A good roast chicken is still undefeated in this world. Like LeVar a good roast chicken.
Yeah.
Huh?
LeVar Ball style.
Yeah. Like, truly a good roasted chicken. We've never talked about this.
Yes,
you know that I spent...
Yes, we have. We have talked about chickens.
No. Did we talk about how I spent a year and all I did was roast chicken?
A chicken a day. Yes, we have.
Okay, yeah. I used to roast chicken every day. That's how you get good at something, though, right? Practice makes perfect. I'm trying to get my Gladwell 10,000 hours, my man.
Very good.
Yeah, but no, I roasted, I braised stuff, and then I did a year of braising, and then I did a year, so I was going brazy. So yeah, all right, let's play a voicemail. Oh, by the way, no, hang on. The 999, do you think you could do it?
No, no chance. Beers, yes, hot dogs, just that, no.
That's too many glizzies, right?
Yeah, it's a lot. That's a lot.
Dude, 9 hot dogs? How many hot dogs do you think you could eat in one? And I mean, but think about it, it's a baseball game.
I think I could do half that. I think I could do 4 or 5. I feel good about that. They're not massive footlongs. They're not jumbo
right.
Franks. They're just hot dogs. I think I could do 4 or 5. But
yeah,
after,
they're the small steam hot dogs.
After about 4 or 5, you're gonna feel like shit.
Yeah, and you might have to take one of those
right.
too.
Right. So
at the stadium.
Yeah. So that's punishment. That's what it should be. You finished dead ass last in your fantasy football league. You should be punished.
You got to do this. I could definitely drink 9 beers. That's a non-issue for me. 9 hot dogs.
It's a lot of liquid and a lot of
bread.
It's a lot of matter just getting consumed, right?
It's like double bread, right? Like the hot dogs and like the hot dog bun and the beer. That's a lot of like bread.
Yeah, but after about the fourth inning, you're peeing out the beer. Like you're
sure.
You're making space there, but it's the other part of the equation.
Yeah. That's that bread's just expanding.
Yeah, it's just growing.
It's like a sourdough mother in your stomach that's just like just getting bigger by the day. Huh. It's raining and they're still at the pool. So I'll take it. All right, let's get a voicemail.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've passed the halfway point on voicemails.
We're doing it.
Hey, guys. This is Sean in New York. I'm going to call myself your swimming correspondent, maybe.
My man.
Felder saying clerk of the course brought me back to a time. I had totally forgotten about that term. That goes away when the kids get to be maybe 13, I think, mm-hmm. in USA Swimming Meets. So, you don't shouldn't have to worry about that position after that, Felder. But what does come about then is prelims and finals, in which if your kid swims fast enough in the morning, they come back for finals in the evening. So if they're right on that borderline, it's always it's going to be tricky for if you're rooting to come back or if they just barely miss it, which is going to be too bad. I think I'm catching up on episodes, but in the latest episode, Felder started talking about clean water. That's so much of swimming, and I think that's when the kids start really figuring out how to swim fast rather than just going, grabbing the water, getting a feel for the water. So that's what I always try and remind kids as early as possible. You're not just kind of throwing your arms through the water. You're grabbing the water and pulling yourself forward. Definitely looking forward to the Olympics in swimming. Felder knows my wife, Coco Swims, and she's extremely pumped and actually went to watch Olympic trials and said it was a blast at Lucas Oil Stadium. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Sean, thank you for the call. Quick Olympic shout-out, if I may. You and Nat know about this because we have like a running thread that's pretty aggressive.
Yes.
my former neighbor in Athens is an Olympian. He is on the U.S. Olympic long distance track and field squad. His name is his name is Graham Blanks. He is at Harvard. He is a junior, and he qualified. He finished fourth in the trials. They normally just take the top three, but the guy who finished third didn't have the Olympic standard. You got to run a 13:05 in the 5,000 meters. Graham had done that in college. The guy who finished third didn't. So he got in. Now, that's confusing to me. We don't need to get on that thread. But the point is, Graham, whose dad, Eric, was like, he's like a golf buddy. We lived across the street from each other in Athens. Like, great dude, great kid. He's in Paris.
Nice.
And he's in the Olympics. And this dude's got a shot at, like, maybe getting on the podium if he can make it. You know, you got to qualify, right? But super excited.
All qualifying is done, right?
Not for the Olympics. You still have to qualify to get into the 5,000-meter final. There's going to be a couple heats, right? And you've got to qualify out of the heats just like 100-meter
He's going to Paris.
He's in Paris.
Yes.
Actually, he's not there. They're going to the Alps for 2 weeks to train in altitude, and then they're going to Paris, which is just incredible.
Okay.
Awesome. But I'm stoked for the Olympics. If you guys want to watch it and you want to have like this story or somebody to root for, shout-out to Graham Blanks.
Yeah. We are. I'll keep tabs on it. We are going to watch the Olympics. The coolest thing I think that Peacock and NBC have done is they've been able to. They did it with the trials, and I assume they're going to do it with the Olympics. They've been cutting things up. It really feels like they've taken notes from. I don't know if it's TikTok or like Bleacher places like Bleacher Report. Where you cut things, or even just Instagram, where we have like these small clips of podcasts, but they've cut events individually.
Yeah.
So you can consume them on demand.
Yeah.
And that was really helpful for Savannah to watch the trials, the qualifiers that he mentioned that Coco was at, and it truly, like, she was like got excited about like, oh, I want to watch the men's free, or I want to watch this, and you don't have to. Like, I had already DVR'd all this stuff. But then when you go to pull it up, it also shows not just your DVR thing. It also showed, like, oh, you can just watch the women's 200 free. You can just watch the men's backstroke. You can just, and so that helped her, like, get really into it. So I'm not going to say we have Olympics fever, but we're going to watch the Olympics. She really is excited about the swimming. Sean is my boy, the professional. He's so good. You and him would super get along, dude.
I thought you were about to say the professor.
No, not the professor. I do get served Instagram videos of him pretty routinely.
He's still pretty active, man.
Yeah. But no, you and McManus would get along very well. Like,
I get along with everyone, Felder.
No. I'm talking about like from a work standpoint in terms of like someone who's fully prepared, ready to go, minimizes friction and is like, but is fully prepared.
Fully, man. Fully.
Fully, man. Jim Brewer.
Yeah.
Half bait.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yes, what I've learned is Clerk of Course does go away when you're around 13. So our swim club, they swim up to, I think, 15 maybe. And most of those kids only just swim in that because they've been doing it for a long time. Then they also swim, their morning swim is with like an actual swim team. And they just do this because they like hanging out with their friends from the neighborhood who aren't like as good as them, or they have to, their parents like socializing. But yes, I never had to like wrangle 13, 14, 15-year-olds. I only had to wrangle kids. Just kids. Kids, like little kids. Kids that are 12 and under. And you're like, why? Why are you at the snack shack? Your parents took the time to write on your forearm the races that you're in. There's a board that shows you what race we're on. So if you're in race 3 and in lane 6 and that's all written on your arm and it's race 1, why are you not over here? If you're in race 42, you know how many races they have? We talked about that, right?
Yeah, close to 100.
70.
It's absurd.
70 races. Yes, but yes, it's over 100 because it's 70 races. But multiple heats per race. And that's a Monday. I can't imagine, like, being someone who has to, like, has real work. Can't just decide, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. You can't. Like, it's just not conducive to that. It's crazy. Yeah.
There's nothing funner than watching these. Oh, shoot. What did I do?
I gotcha.
Okay, I touched something. Oh, my, okay. I touched the extension cord to my monitor, but we're fine. Yeah. There's a bunch of dads that show up and they've got like khakis on and you're like, what? But dude, you didn't even just put shorts in the car. It's 100 degrees out here. All right, let's get another voicemail.
704.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Hitty boys. Sirtois from Greensboro calling in. Wanted to give Serb and the Killer Ants a shout out. Saw the show at the Flatiron. Absolutely awesome. Dope. My man killed it. Fighting for Your Life is my shit. And they tore that shit down, man. It was awesome. If y'all haven't seen them yet, check them out. On to the sodas. Ginger ale. I'm going to give you top 3 debatable. It's debatable. Top 5, absolutely.
There we go.
I agree. Coke and Pepsi Coke or Pepsi is usually leading off. Sprite or some citrus flavor soda is usually a number 2. Me personally, I'm a Sprite guy. Number 3, usually up for grabs. Some type of fruity soda is usually, I feel like, what most people will go with. Orange soda. Shout out to y'all for doing the Kel bit, you know, timeless. But a Fanta or something is usually another fruit soda that people may go for. Also, we in North Carolina, cheer wine. A lot of people may have cheer wine in their top 3, top 5. But ginger ale, absolutely. It's in the top 5, especially in the black community alone. Last thing, shout out to Felder's dad. Just because that boy nice, man. We got to show him more. But let's grow. Appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good rest of your summer.
There we go. Let's go, dude. Come on, ginger ale.
Yeah, look, I'll take the L, all right?
Floyd.
I will take the L.
Look at that. My brother called me. I don't know what he was calling me about. But yeah, dude, let's go. You can't beat that, dude. Ginger ale is very good. And you're sleeping on it. I told you in our run group, I keep ginger ale in the fridge. I keep ginger ale at the bar. I keep a can of ginger ale in the car. You never know when you're going to need a ginger ale. You never know when you're going to need a ginger ale, dude.
Okay. Can you hear my chickens right now?
Yeah, I saw the picture too.
Can you hear them? Like, they're right outside the window.
I was going to say they're very close to the window.
They're going berserk.
I just got fresh eggs from my neighbor nice. 2 days ago.
They're happy, man. Like, the chickens are again, I told you when it was super duper hot, they were struggling, man.
Yeah.
But we're back to getting like 9, 10, 11 eggs a day. Life is good.
We got eggs from them. I gave my mom half of the dozen.
Nice.
She was thrilled because my mom grew up with chickens, and so she was thrilled. She was like, "Oh my god, fresh eggs! Yes." All right, let's hit another voicemail. Let's clean out this whole thing. Let's do it.
We're getting there.
Hey, fellas, Chris, who had the two voicemails that got melded into one. I'll be sure to call from a second phone next time a message gets cut short. Just calling about Felder's return address, talking about how. There's nothing confusing about it, and then he proceeds to give the most confusing description of it of all time and said there's no seven, so it's not that difficult, and then proceeded to identify that it's all six, nines, and zeros, which are distinctly more difficult than sevens would be. So I think this thing's probably pretty confusing. Would love to hear the thoughts. Let's grow.
Look, you can't stop them. You can only hope to contain them, okay? R.I.P. to Stu Scott. That's you, buddy. That's you.
All I'm saying is... Okay, time out. Here's what we're going to do. You have a pen and paper around you?
Yes, man. Come on.
Okay. So, if your address is 9606... Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then your street is called, like, Bridgerton. Wouldn't you? Now, if you flip it up, if you turn it upside down, it looks like 6069, right?
Okay.
But Bridgerton is still there. So just read the address the way that it goes with the street. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Is that crazy?
It's not crazy. It's insignificant. It doesn't matter.
When my mail carrier stopped me and was like, "Oh yeah, your stamp is wrong," I was like, let me look at this. And it's not wrong. It's perfectly correct.
Look, man, these postal workers are under a lot of stress.
Like, I'm under a lot of stress.
They're underpaid.
I'm underpaid.
They're government employees.
I can't get a government job.
All I'm saying is just take it easy, man.
I didn't do anything negative to her. I was actually, I've been super positive. She's nice. She sees me when I go for a run. She's very nice. I like her a lot. She's awesome. I'm just saying, how do you not realize that the address that you're delivering all this stuff to literally goes, half of it goes over the top. Half of it says Michael and Kristen Felder. And then the other way underneath says my address and my street says my address. That's the way you write in a circle. Throw that thing back in a circle, dude. Let's go to a voicemail.
757, Bob Beach.
Gentlemen, this is Chad calling from Chesapeake, Virginia. I was listening to the show, and you guys were talking about the top three sodas. And thanks a lot for doing that, because that just took me out of my headspace at work, and I just zoned out for the rest of the day thinking about childhood and drinking soda. But my top three is ginger ale. I like Canada Dry. Sun-kissed orange.
Yes.
And cheer wine. If I can get a nice cold cheer wine, I'm having a good day. And one more thing. Felder, like, I know you said you can't poop if your family's in the house, but come on, man. You got to see a doctor about that. A shrink or a GI guy. You got to get some. Got to get something done about that. All right, man. Let's go.
Okay, so here's an update for everyone that's interested. I have been able to go. I've been able to go.
You also went how many days without passing one?
4 and change.
That's amazing.
I didn't like it.
You could have done something about it.
Well, I...
That's all. That's all we're saying is that, like,
go down to the place that you really like to be alone and someone just sitting there playing on a phone and watching TV and talking about Yahtzee. Like, I don't, that doesn't
make me comfortable. Turn up the television.
No, I don't want them to turn the television on. I don't want to hear the television.
Go in there, turn on the fan, light a candle, and just handle your
business. I turn on the speaker very loud.
Yeah, that's all. That's all we're saying. We're just saying that, like, you don't have to be that uncomfortable for that long. Just, you know,
hey,
eat an apple.
They could have, you know, they could have done gone the fuck upstairs.
Okay, well,
why is it always got to be something that I got to do?
Shout out to my guy with the Canada Dry. He's like, not only do I want a ginger ale, Canada Dry.
Canada Dry. I like Canada Dry. I like Schweppes. Yeah.
And one thing on the Cheerwine, I like it. It's I do seek it. But only Fountain Cheerwine does it for me.
Only Fountain Cheerwine. That's a very good specific.
Like a can or a bottle or like a little twist off. Like I just, not the same.
Not a glass bottle?
Glass bottles are rare.
Glass bottle them, works.
They sell them at Mass General right next door to us. But
dude, I'd go, again, I'm Sundrop all day. All
right. Serber did not respond to my text. Good for him. He's on vacation. I would ignore me too.
Yeah, sounds good. All right.
We're plowing through these, man. We're just going to keep going.
Let's do another one.
Hey, guys. Catching up on episode 226, and you guys are talking about the trailer from Moana and the pronunciation of Dwayne The Rock Johnson's character.
Yes.
Take it from perhaps the only Hand in the Dirt listener who is from the island of Maui. Americans really flatten out that kind of A vowel sound in it. So, like, in Hawaiian, it is more of like Maui as opposed to Maui. And Moana is supposed to be kind of non-specific Polynesian generally, and I do know a lot of other South Pacific, Eastern Pacific kind of get even deeper in that vowel sound. So I would guess that Maui is sort of a nod to that Polynesian sort of guttural deeper pronunciation of it. Anyway, had to give my 2 cents. Love the show. Let's grow.
That is
thank you
expert opinion.
So that was a great explanation of what's like what it was.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, that's great. We are very excited for that. That'll be a thing that we do probably on a, I think I might, you know, I might do, I know you don't have this, Steven, but I have a dad group chat. And I think we are going to take all the girls to see that maybe on a Friday in the fall because it comes out in the fall.
Nice. I have dad group chats. I just.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Got like a little golf group, a little squad.
That's okay. That's no. That's a golf group chat.
We're all dads.
Yeah, but the chat isn't revolving around your kids. How often do you guys get those kids together? Wow, that's
I'm probably like once every every 2-3 weeks. The wives like each other. I mean, so that's okay. Usually how that goes.
I'm asking.
Yeah, dog.
Because this sounds like a golf chat. How often do you see these guys in the chat?
Consistently.
Weekly?
Yeah, everybody's here. Everybody's in Winston.
See, I don't see these dads unless it's with our kids.
It's just a dad. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I don't see these dads unless it's with our kids. Like we're like, hey, you know what? We all take the kids out to lunch.
Dad chat.
Yeah. Dad chat. Maybe we take the kids out to lunch. Maybe we all, instead of your pool, maybe you guys come to our pool.
Felder, we have 3 voicemails left. We started with 18.
All right, let's knock them out.
What's up, boys? It's Ian in Tampa again. Little postscript to the postscript. It was not bees that stung me, so I'm issuing a formal retraction. We still love bees. It was some fat-ass yellow jackets. So
uh-oh.
Lift them some bitches up. Anyway, let's grow.
Caca.
Oh, I love that one. It was not bees. It was yellow jackets. Are they going to sting this year, Hartzell?
We're going to find out week one in Ireland, aren't we?
Yeah, and we'll find out together, I guess, huh?
Sting them.
Because we'll be in... No, it's not. It's week zero.
Yeah, week zero, we have our show, our live show. That's Saturday, the 24th.
Yeah, you said week one.
Oh, I mean, it's week one for the jackets.
Okay. So, folks, make sure you get tickets, too, by the way. Check out the Rialto, and you can find tickets there. Sports Podcast Fest and Sports Pod Fest on all social. And you can click the link and go get tickets. We're going to be there. It's going to be pretty exciting. I'm excited for it, dude. So let's finish up these voicemails, and then let's go. Because I got to go for a run, and then okay. I got to go to my dad's house for a fish fry.
All right. Here we go. 917.
Hi, this is your friend Ryan from Nashville. This message is specifically for Steven. on a recent episode talking about the 4th of July, you said, "I'd eat corn every day if you let me." And I just want to emphasize, you have a good job. You have a dual income household. Corn is easy to acquire all year long. Great to freeze. You can live this dream. Like, the you in that sentence, if you'd let me, that's you, Hartzell. You are the only one holding yourself back from eating corn every damn day. Do it for yourself. Do it for the farmers of this great nation. Like, live your dream. You only get one shot around this globe. Why are you depriving yourself of corn? Looking forward to seeing you guys in Raleigh. Let's grow.
He's so right.
You could eat corn every day if you wanted to.
But here's the thing, Felder. Would you agree, and Ryan, thank you for the call, wouldn't you agree that corn is better in the summer when it's fresh?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, and I'll tell you what, I really like that beach. I don't really fuck with that, like, Midwestern corn.
Wow.
I like that beach corn, that sweet corn.
Yeah, local.
Yeah, that's what I like. All right, how many more do we have?
I got one left, and it's
all right,
from
let's do it.
The 919.
Hey, guys, I was calling in about the college sports towns. I think Knoxville definitely would be on your list mm-hmm. as a great place. I would also want to recommend Corvallis. The
nice.
Oregon State campus and town's pretty cool, and I've had a lot of fun going to games there. So, anyway, I would definitely put that on the list. Maybe not in the elite category, but definitely up near the top of a fun place to go try.
That's a good one. I think that's good. Corvallis is very interesting. It is hard to get to. What, you don't have me anymore?
Oh, I got you.
Oh, okay. Because you made me panic again.
Good,
yeah.
Is that your impression of me? That's what I sound like?
That's my impression of you. Also, shout out to the guy before. We didn't mention this, but Copenhagen. Copenhagen is a good mix-up for when you usually dip Skull Straight. Copenhagen's another good one to throw in there.
I would like to thank everybody for calling in.
They made the show.
That's a lot of active listeners, and we appreciate that.
We do. And Hartzell, I'm going to tell you what, man. I got to get this run in, and then I got to get over to my dad's house.
No, let's break for the weekend. I wish you luck. I will see you on Monday.
I will see you on Monday.
In your
town. Sir.
In Uptown,
in my town. I will see you on Monday.
I'll be there.
All right. Folks, thanks for tuning in. Again, make sure you get tickets at the Sports Pod Fest on all socials. The Raleigh Sports Podcast Festival. You can also buy tickets from the Rialto website. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're excited for the live show. We're going to figure out this koozie thing. The guy did scare me when he said that koozies take a long time.
We're fine.
But I do feel confident that we've got a little bit of a connect working here. So we'll go from there. All right, folks, later. Let's grow.